Hello, and welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and today we have another student who does it all. Joining me in the studio today is Abby Van Pelt. Welcome in.
Hi, I'm a junior BFA musical theater with two minors. One is in human resources and the other is integrated marketing and communications.
Ah, welcome in. I love to see a major with so many different things going on.
Yes.
So I guess, first of all, a little bit about that. How do you balance the what I'm assuming is a very big back and forth between River and Main Campus?
I've knocked out a lot of my human resources credits already, and I try to do some things online when I can.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly I just keep myself organized with my planner and any kind of like Google document I have,
right,
to make sure I'm being where I need to be at the right time. And it's definitely a lot of back and forth, but I enjoy what I'm doing, so I don't mind making a commute or having a busy schedule. And I really love being able to learn the business side of things, mm-hmm, but also theater, and I'm able to integrate them. So it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of that commute, you're not living on campus anymore, are you?
No, I don't think a lot of people do when they reach junior or senior year.
Mm-hmm.
My freshman year, I lived in Merrick with you, Ella.
Yes, of course.
And then sophomore year, I'm in a sorority on campus, Alpha Chi Omega. So I lived in our on-campus house.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, I live about 15 minutes away from River Campus, which is never a problem for me. Again, I'm able to get up in time and things like that. But definitely living at River Campus or on Main Campus, like the few minutes that you get in the morning, because you're just,
right,
closer, is so much nicer. But it's a lot of fun living in a house. I live with a few other girls. They're in my sorority as well. So it's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask how that transition kind of feels.
Yeah, it definitely makes me feel like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Way more so than I did when I was a freshman or sophomore, because we're paying bills and we're...
Yeah, it feels very adulting.
It does, it does. And I'm really like cooking now and meal prepping, and I don't know, it does. It makes me feel like I'm really like growing up. So it's been kind of like bittersweet in some ways, but I love the extra space and I love my roommates. So we have so much fun there.
Awesome. Back a little bit to academics. What are you doing in the theater world right now? Theater and dance.
This is perfect timing, it feels like, to do this interview, because there's a show I'm in opening on Thursday night, 6 inches Above the Knee.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 2025 Lanford Wilson New American Play Festival winner. The playwright is Sally Seitz. And it's a really great new work. It has a lot to do with friendship and overcoming things, getting revenge when you need to. So it's a serious topic, but I found so many amazing women throughout the process, and I've gotten to meet a lot of people from it. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Do you think it's rewarding being so involved on the River Campus while having other things going on? I know a lot of people with our BFA program focus solely on that one thing. Do you think getting this a little bit wider branches of experience has been really beneficial to you?
Oh, yeah. The like broader view that I have from doing so many things, I think, has benefited me immensely. More so like as a person, I like to be as well-rounded as possible. So not only staying on River Campus, not only staying in a rehearsal room means for me that I have a grander view of life, which means I can be a better artist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been my philosophy since I've gotten here. That's part of the reason I never have lived on River Campus, was because I wanted to just have a very expanded viewpoint. This is a little off topic as well, I suppose.
No, you're
but
good.
I'm as part of our BFA program, they do an exchange with a school in Norway, and I've decided to do that this upcoming semester. So that's, I know, I'm so excited.
Congrats.
But it's just, that's yet another thing that like our BFA program allows you to do, and that SEMO offers, that I never thought I would be able to do getting a BFA, but I'm going to study like theater at the school in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way that I just am expanding myself, and I really, really love meeting new people and trying new things. So I'm looking forward to it. And again, being able to experience so many different people has made me feel capable to go do something of that like grandeur.
Right.
Because it's kind of a big deal. It's a big move.
Yeah. So. You need that kind of that adulting background and that,
yes,
I can stand on my own two
exactly.
feet.
Exactly. And I don't feel like I've only ever had one little bubble that I'm going to feel like I'm going to be incomplete without, because I have been really independent since I've,
mm-hmm,
gotten here. So I feel super ready to go do something like that. Yeah.
Congrats.
Yes. I'm excited. I think it'll be great.
So I am noticing we're about out of time, but are there any notes that you would give somebody coming onto campus or about your experience so far?
I would say my biggest note is to do everything you can and to try everything you want. The people I know that are getting the most out of their time here at SEMO, specifically in the BFA programs and on the River Campus, are very busy people, and they're trying new things and they're learning different things and they're reading plays and they're listening to music and they're just listening to other people talk and make art and see art as much as they can. So that would be my biggest piece of advice, is to try everything.
Ah, well, wonderful words from you. Thanks again for coming in and speaking with me.
Of course, it was such a pleasure, Ella. Thank you.
This has been another episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and as always, I will see you next time.